Brother Mark was out of town, and Evangelist Rob Black and Debbie, they were preaching. They're still preaching. He's over with Brother Fleming in Talmadge. And then Pastor Dave and Tammy went away for a few days, and like was supposed to be their anniversary. It's a late anniversary thing that they did. And so I know you had a lot of people gone that are normally here and last week, but I'm glad you had a good day. I'm thankful for the men that stood in the gap. And thank you for all that you did. By the way, did you notice China had a huge earthquake? Almost, I think it was 6.9 right in that area. I don't know if you caught this or not. I only heard it one time. I was talking to Brother Kativer. He heard it on the radio. I heard it on the TV on Fox News. They only put it once. And of course, I'm not in front of the box all the time. So, but yesterday, they evacuated the West Bank. They told the Jewish people because they knew they were going to be attacked. Things are starting to get. And did you notice when they had that nuclear meeting, the Prime Minister of Israel didn't go. And I'm glad he didn't. Our president rubbed it in his face. And I'm glad he rubbed it back. Amen. And him and Nancy Pelosi and all the other clowns there. It's the best I can say for him. And Russia hates Israel. You read Ezekiel 38, and you'll find out that they're going to one day in the future they're going to attack Israel. I'm glad God's going to step in, put hooks in their jaws. Amen. Give them a whop whop. And I know some Polish people were killed. The president of Poland was killed in a plane crash. Things are happening there. They said the euro's ready to. By the way, this has got nothing. I didn't have none of this planned. This is just coming out of me because I didn't get to preach here Sunday. And the euro is ready to collapse. Get ready for the one world currency. It's coming because Jesus is coming. But until he comes, we got to occupy till he comes. Now, I'm going to share a few things with you. Then I'm going to read the scripture. And I'm going to preach to you. I want you kids to listen to preacher tonight because I know even young people need to hear what I'm saying. Tomorrow, I don't know exactly what time tomorrow, but I know for a fact tomorrow that our petition to the Lasco Foundation will be on the table in front of Mr. Lasco and the committee. Last week when I talked to Larry Lankowski, he said it would be. They were meeting on Thursday. He didn't tell me what time on Thursday, but he said Mr. Lasco will have that in front of him with the committee. Now, let me explain to you, and I tried to put that a little bit in the bulletin last Sunday. No one reads the bulletin, but if you did read the bulletin, I write it every week. I don't know why I write it. I could probably, Humpty Dumpty went sat on the foot wall, and no one even know it, you know. The only thing that people really look in a bulletin, you know what people look for in a bulletin? They look for attendance and the offering. That's all they care about, really. They don't give a flip what the preacher writes. And you look for the pictures, the little jokes. Boy, I got a good one to show you Sunday. I was going to do it tonight, but I ain't got time. I forgot where I was at, Brian. That's the only thing. Yeah, but what was I talking about before? Right? Europe. We're going to go one world. Don't be surprised when they start talking about world currency. The United States is ready to collapse. Yes, amen, Brother Bill. And so tomorrow, the big package that we sent them last Wednesday, remember last Wednesday we prayed over that? How many remember that? Okay. They got that within a day or so, because we overnighted. And Mr. Lankowski called me, and that package will be in front of them tomorrow. I don't know what time, but I know for a fact it's going to be in front of Mr. Lasco and the committee. whoever the committee is that votes, that approves things. Now, yeah, I've got where I wanted to be. That does not, even if they approve that tomorrow, that does not give us the money. What that does, that if they approve it, it means they will approve sending us an application. See, it was a petition to qualify for an application. So I don't want you to get all, and so if they, but you can never get the money until you get approved for the. Kowski did sound encouraging to me. The two times that I talked to him, he sounded very encouraging. But what will happen tomorrow is this. Our package will be in front of Mr. Lasko and those people that make the decisions. And what they're switching over to a new thing, and this is where the problem's been. They're trying to get ready so when Mr. Lasko passes on, that they can carry on the work. But what they've got Merrill Lynch and Bank of America, two big stock things, holdings. And I, because one lady called me from Bank of America, and the other man's Merrill Lynch. So they're, sometimes their things are getting crossed. They're not being on the same page with each other. And so, but tomorrow they will go over what we sent to them. The deacons did a great job with the presentation. That was a great presentation that we sent. I showed you some of the stuff last week, and there was about 8 or 9 pages there that we sent to them. And if they approve, then they will send us an application. Then if you think the deacons did a lot of work on that first one, it's even way more in detail. And I think there's 2 or 3 processes. When you're going to give out $1 million, you're not going to just give somebody $1 million. And you're going to make sure whoever you give it to are worthy of getting it. And they're reputable. They're going to make sure you're going to be a good steward. Plus, they're not just going to say, here, Pastor Dave, here's $1 million, go out and build. See, what they do is they give it in segments. The one preacher over there that I knew, they give them like $250,000. So don't get discouraged if they only give you, at the start, they only give you a certain amount of money, because all we care about is a start. And I didn't even know about the money about last, but the Lord always put in my heart $250,000 to start. I've always told you that number way before I even knew about. So would that be ironic if the Lasko Foundation said, we'll give you $250,000 to start? I don't know. I'm just telling you. Now, because tomorrow's such a big day, and it is a big day, I want to declare right now, and I'll be putting a one call tomorrow. I'd like to declare for Bethel Baptist Church for tomorrow a day of prayer and fasting. I'd like to, as many as you would, I'd like, everybody can pray. Now, I have diabetes, but I'm still going to fast. And people that have diabetes know what I'm talking about. But I'm still going to give it to the Lord. If I get shook out, I'll eventually, but as long as I can do it, I will not eat tomorrow. And I think I can do it. I think the Lord will make it possible. But if you got a health issue, you can't. But those of you that can, I'm asking you to fast. And I'm asking you to pray. And I'm asking you to pray more than once. And I'm going to preach you about prayer tonight. In the Old Testament, and I'm not even going to read that tonight, but in the Old Testament, the kings, when there were big things for the people of Israel, the king would actually call days of fast, even more days of fasting and prayer. Bethel Baptist tomorrow. I mean, when you leave tonight, I want you to leave here tonight thinking, tomorrow is a big day, and we need to pray down heaven that God would move those people's hearts. And I want to share with you some scripture tonight. And I want you kids to be good And from teenager on up, from teenager on down, if they're good, they get candy and little Debbies. And I know teenagers like to eat too, so, you know. And look at Mark chapter 9. And let's stand for the reading of God's Word. And boy, it's so great to see Brother Bob and June Bevington. They moved some things in today. They'll be permanently moving. Brother Bobby, some of your checks, your mission checks, are starting to flow in. I think Rosie got two or three today that we put in account for you. But I think you're already some of your supporting churches are sending money here. I want you to know that in case I don't see you. And I think you got two or three churches responded today. And so they're moving. Aren't they excited they're going to be at Bethel? I'm so excited they're going to be here and live out there in the land. And we're trying to get things ready for them out there. And it's just an exciting time. And it's great to have Brother Bob. I can't imagine. I know we're going to start building because the Energized Bunny's going to, in May 10th or 12th, the Energized Bunny's going to be out there. You know there's got to be something out there for him to do, I guarantee. And he's smiling. Yeah, let me at it, preacher. So, anyways, we're excited about them coming. We're so glad that they're going to be part of our church. Late last night, I was in bed, and God got me up. And matter of fact, I got up around 1 or 2, about 2 o'clock in the morning, and I'd stay up to 4 o'clock doing this message. And I want you to listen to me tonight. I'm going to preach about prayer and fasting. And I want you to hear my heart tonight. Amen? Wait, we sold another pew. There's a lady. So, Ann, you're 2 tomorrow, Ann? After tomorrow, we only have 4 left. You guys are going to run out pretty soon. But, all righty. Look at Mark chapter 9. I'm going to read about 10, 15 verses there. In Mark chapter 9, verse 14, the Bible says, and when he came to his disciples, I'm in Mark chapter 9, verse 14, he saw a great multitude about them and scribes questioning with them. And straight all the people, when they beheld him, were greatly amazed and running to him, saluted him. And he asked the scribes, what question ye with them? And one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought on thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit. And whitherso he taketh him, he teareth and he foameth and gnasheth with his teeth and pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples that they should cast him out. And they could not. They could not. A lot of times we fail to do that. We could really, things we can really do, but we don't because we're not plugged into God. And he answered, by the way, Brother Mike, I'm glad you, every Sunday morning, I was here last Sunday, so I think every Sunday morning if you want to come and pray before church, we're not putting a certain time. The doors are going to be open. If you want to come by any time in the morning, the doors are open early. So if you want to, I don't care if you want to come here at 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 8, if you just want to come in and pray before church services and ask God to bless them, the doors are open. And so notice verse 18, and whatsoever he taketh him, he teareth him and foameth and gnasheth his teeth, pineth away. I spake to the disciples that they should cast out him, and they could not. And he answered him and said, O faithless generation, Jesus. I bet he gets fed up with us sometimes too. I know he gets fed up with me. How long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. And they brought him unto him, and when he saw him, he straightway, the spirit teared him. He fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. He answered his father, how long is it since this came unto him? He said, of a child. He oftentimes cast him in the fire and in the waters to destroy him. But if thou can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Jesus said to him, if thou canst believe. Boy, that's the trouble, Brother Eddie, sometimes. I believe, but it's hard for me to say, I really believe. You know, oh yeah, I believe God can do it, but do we really? How many are still with me? He said, if thou canst believe, all things are possible for him that believeth. Straightway the father with the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. And we're like that a lot of times, if we'll be honest. When Jesus saw the people come running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto them, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee to come out of him and enter no more unto him. And the spirit cried and rent him sore, came out of him, and he was as a one dead, in so much that many said he is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand, lifted him up, and he arose. Man, I'm glad I got a risen Savior that can resurrect people. Amen. And when he was come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, why could not we cast him out? Man, what did we do wrong, Jesus? Why couldn't we? I know you tell us we're supposed to. Why couldn't we pull this off? And he said, verse 29, familiar verse. He said to them, his disciples, this kind. I got that circled in my Bible. This kind. The big things in life. The big things that you need in life. The hard things, the big challenges. This kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. We got a big thing tomorrow to start. But Bethel Baptist Church, we have a big day tomorrow. We need a big day tomorrow. We got a this kind tomorrow. Did you see what he said there? This kind only comes by prayer and fasting. Brother Mike, we've got to pray down heaven tomorrow. Heavenly Father, you stirred me last night to put this together. Thank you for the people that could come out tonight. Oh God, I pray with all my heart, Holy Spirit of God, that you'll come down and anoint this tonight and anoint everyone here. And may we see this kind of prayer and fasting tomorrow, so much that it will shake the Lasco Foundation to say, yes, we're going to help. We're going to send you that application. We're interested in helping you. God, help us to get to that first step. Lord, help us to focus on this kind. I pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. Tonight I want to give you some thoughts, and here it is, John, praying for those big things. Praying for the big things. The Bible clearly teaches for us those that are big things, those big things in our life, we need to really seek God. Big things just don't happen by accident. How many are hearing me say amen? Amen. I mean, big things happen when we really seek God's face and are really serious with our whole heart and soul and mind. And big things only come by, the Bible says in verse 29, prayer and fasting. This kind. These big things that you want from God, these big things that you need a miracle from God, these big things that turn things around, they come by prayer and fasting. I thought of some big things for your life. You want some, for instance, these big things in your life, salvation of your family and friends. How often do you pray and fast for them? How often do I? Some of you've got lost loved ones. You know they're lost. If they die, they'll go to hell. When's the last time you really took a day and fasted and prayed for their soul to be saved? This kind. Those big things in life. They come. Look up here, Bethel. We got to get serious. I have to be serious. Can anyone say amen? You young people, staying pure and separated from the evils of the world so your body can bring glory to God and be used as a vessel of honor. That's a big thing. I'm proud of Sergeant Kotiver, Brother Kotiver. I'm so glad the Lord brought him. What a good man. He looks like he's 25 and he's 40 years old. What a sweet, if anyone knows Kotiver, knows he's sweet and pure and precious. He really is. I was talking to him today. I said, you know, your mom and daddy put something in your life. I know God did it all, but he had some parents that tried to lay a foundation of truth. You just don't turn out like that without some kind of truth being put in you. I said, I've never met your mommy and daddy, but I thank God for them. Amen? You know, but you young people, I said, he's never drank a bottle of alcohol. Never taken drugs. And you know, you young people, I want to challenge you. If you have to pray and fast, oh God, please keep me pure till I'm married. Oh God, never let the devil alcohol ever get down on my lips, oh God. Oh God, never let Satan get down inside me. See, those things just don't happen. You got to seek God's face about that. those big things, this kind. Some of you, the big things for a mate, and some of you young single people, you're looking for a mate for your life. When's the last time you prayed and fasted for that mate? I know there was one young man in our church, and a few weeks ago, I begged God several times, "Oh God, I prayed for this one young man. He was out of town, and I know he's thinking about some things." And I said, "Oh God, please show him. Show him what you perfect will for his life. I know he's got a young lady friend that's across the seas." And I said, "God, show him if she's the one, that show him. If not, Father, show him that she's not. But Lord, whatever it is, make sure that he sees your perfect will." Look, you just don't get married. You get married when God brings you the right mate. By the way, don't run them. I was so sick. Somebody came here Sunday night and said, "Where's the preacher? We want to get married." Don't come to me. I don't marry anybody overnight. You have to go through all kinds of months with me. And then I still got to say, "I'm not sure I'm going to marry you." I am going to marry Phil and Marlena. Yeah. Unless they do something between now and May 8th. But you know what? Look up here. You say, "Well, what about your life? What do you want for with your life?" Some of you would say, "What, God? Why don't you fast and pray and say, 'God, show me what your will is for my life.'" You know, I was thinking, Brother Mike, I've lived here almost 20 years. And Ruthie, I've had a good life here. And one thing I'm glad, for those 20 years, Lizzie, this is right where God wanted me. I'm telling you right now, I know God called me to Bethel Baptist Church, and for almost 20 years, I've not been perfect, and I've made a lot of mistakes, but I've been in this perfect will being here. I feel sorry for people that go places and stay places, and they know God doesn't want them, and yet they stay. I'd rather be somewhere where in God's perfect will than out of his will. Let me say one more thing to you young people. You singles, you need to really pray and fast about a mate. First of all, you have to pray if God wants you to have a mate. You young people, I don't get to see you a lot. But you need to pray, and, "Oh God, Lord, I don't want anyone in my life unless it's ordained by you." I really believe with all my heart. Brother Bob, Miss June was ordained for you. I believe that. Rosie was ordained for me. I believe that. She'll get her reward in heaven. I got mine now. Amen. Don't laugh, Eddie. Lizzie's going to get hers in heaven too. You're a lot like me, Buckle. Notice, serving God in the right place. Do you pray and fast about that? Having the job that God wants you to have. "Well, I hate my job." Why don't you pray and fast? Say, "God, show me the job you want." And maybe while you're praying and fasting, he'll show you that the job you have is maybe really what he wants you to have. "Oh, God, thank you. I didn't realize how lucky I was." Or maybe he will reveal something and show you, here's what you need to do. But you know, here's the thing. I'm here listening to me. Those big things in life, the reason you don't know the answers, and I don't, because we don't pray and fast and seek God's face. Draw nigh to God, he'll draw nigh to you, James 4:8. Having that job and being in God's will. The big things in life, raising your children in the ways of God so he's pleased. How often do you fast for your kids? You that have children, how often do you fast for them? "Oh God, help my child to grow up knowing you. Help my child, Lord, to walk with you. Help my child to see what you really want for their life." Hello? Those big things about being the right kind of spouse and parent. How often do you fast? "God, help me to be the right husband. God, help me to be the right wife. God, help me. Lord, show me what I'm supposed to do for my children." See, those are big things in people's lives. Your family's, outside of the Lord, your family's the number one.
And how many times we see our families shattered because we don't focus on it like we should. Amen? The big things, the real things that impact in a positive way for your family and friends. The big things in life where you make a difference for people around you and around in your city and around in your country and around the world. How often do we fast for missionaries? Getting quieter now. How much we're supposed to give. Hello? You'd always get that in, don't you, preacher? I've always had a giving heart. I'm glad. I'm not a stingy preacher. But God's put that in my heart. I'm glad. Tomorrow, our letter, and I've told you about our letter, is going to be before Mr. Lasko and that committee. And tomorrow is a big day for our church. Not just for our church, for our families, for our city, for the surrounding areas, for our state, for the world. Because as our church grows, we will reach out to more missionaries. Get big enough, we'll start our own seed line where we produce. When we get big enough to build facilities, are you with me? See how people are affected? I think it's worth praying for. I think it's worth fasting for. We need to really pray tomorrow and fast for God to move in the Lasko Foundation's heart to move, say, yes, we feel good about them. Now, if they move their heart, God can keep going with it. We've got to get to the application. We got to get to the first base. You can't score a run. You can't make it home until you get to first. Tomorrow we're trying to get to first base. Amen? You get me on base, I'll make it. I'll run around. Amen? We need to pray and fast. And God says, you want something big? How many think that's a big thing tomorrow? All right? God says, for those big things, this kind, those real big things, they only come by one way, prayer and fasting. Prayer and fasting. Now just give me 10 more minutes. This kind, the big things in life that you desperately need, this kind comes by prayer and fasting. Prayer and fasting. Prayer and fasting. This kind. Tomorrow we need our whole church. We need all Bethel Baptist Church, from the young ones to the oldest ones. We need every person of Bethel Baptist Church. We need people praying. And those that can, we need them to fast. Because tomorrow is a big thing. Tomorrow is this kind of day. This kind comes but by prayer and fasting. I wrote three things. So I'm going to give you three thoughts. Number one, tomorrow we as a church, I'm praying that this group of Bethel Baptist Church will reach up to heaven and touch the hem of God's garment. Remember over there in Luke chapter 8, verse 45? Remember that lady with the issue of blood for 12 years? And she said, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I'll be healed. And boy, she had so much faith, Bobby. And she reached out and she touched him. And Jesus stopped. And there was hundreds of people around. There were all kinds of people around. And he told the disciples, who touched me? And the disciples said, duh, like a teenager, duh. Lord, there's a multitude of people here. How could we tell? We couldn't tell who bumped into you. There's so many people. All kinds of people might have touched you. Jesus said, who touched me? Wouldn't it be wonderful tomorrow? Wouldn't it be wonderful if all the members of Bethel Baptist Church would get in oneness of heart, singleness of heart. And Miss Betty, if all of us could pray, and Emma pray, all of us reach up to heaven. Oh God, move Mr. Lasko's heart. Oh God, reach out and speak to those people at Lasko Found. Oh God, would it be something, all of a sudden, all kinds of prayers, Jamie, Brother Bobby, all kinds of, prayer, all of a sudden, who touched me? Who touched me? I'd like to see Bethel Baptist Church reach up and touch God tomorrow. Amen. For the Lasko Foundation. Oh, to God, if Bethel Baptist as one could make Jesus stop and say, who touched me? It's us, Lord. We need you to move Lasco's foundation so we can get that money and build before you come back. Because he's coming back. We need to build because pretty soon we're going to be up. We ain't going to need the building because we're going to be up. I want to do it before he gets back. Amen. And just think, if we build it and it survives the tribulation, we can use it during the millennium. We'll be here 1,000 years. Do you ever think about that? Get it up now, Lord. We'll use it during the millennium if it don't get blown up or burned down. I mean, there's a whole lot of shaking going on in Trib. But if it survives, I'll get those McDaniel boys help build. When they built it, they know you can't bring them down, man. Those boys make sure everything's right. Number two. Now I want Bethel Baptist as a group to reach up and touch God to make him stop and say, "Who touched me?" But we need to pray down heaven like that church in the book of Acts did for Peter. In Acts 12:5, it says when Peter was put in jail, Acts 12:5, and it says that but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. And you know in Acts chapter 12, you read it, God sent angels. And Peter got out of jail, came knocked on the door and said, "Hey, I'm out." And they said, "Oh, that can't be Peter." And we're in there praying for him to get out. Yeah, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. But wouldn't it be wonderful tomorrow, Brother Mark? We as a body of believers at Bethel Baptist Church could be constant. See, I'm not going to tell you what time to pray. I'm just going to tell you, pray a lot at different times of the day. Wouldn't it be wonderful, Carl? Brother Elmer, wouldn't it be wonderful if we could have people praying without us, and we get to heaven, God will tell, he'll say, "You know what? During that whole day, there was never an hour that someone didn't pray and ask me to move the foundation, Lasco Foundation." If it worked for the church in the book of Acts, it can work for us. We just got to want it and believe it. And then lastly and thirdly, number one, not only do I want us to reach up and touch his garment, so we make Jesus stop and say, "Who touched me?" Not only do I, number two, want us to pray down heaven so he'll open up the doors that makes it possible for us to get free to build that building. Number three, I'd like you to turn to us, if you would. I'd like us to pray like Daniel. Look at Daniel chapter 6. Daniel chapter 6. Look at verse 10. Daniel 6, verse 10. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went unto his house, and his windows being open in his chamber towards Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees three times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. He prayed three times a day. He prayed evening, morning, and at noon. Lester Roloff used to sing that song. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray. Boy, I remember he preached that message, Paul in the Valley. That song was on. He had those boys singing in the back. I don't know if you've ever heard that, boy, you get that tape. Paul in the Valley, Lester Roloff. He preached it on March 22nd, on a Thursday night, at First Baptist Church, Hammond, Indiana. I was there. My birthday, I was there. 1979, I was there. And I ran, when the invitation, I ran down the aisle and gave my life. Oh, God, whatever you could do with my life, please use it. That afternoon, Dr. Hiles preached on fresh oil. I couldn't speak for 10, 15 minutes afterwards. Couldn't, maybe even longer. Poor Rosie just sat there. It was so powerful. There was such an anointing. I couldn't even speak.
was the last session in the afternoon. And then that night we came back. And Lester preached Pawn in the Valley. I'm going to tell you right now, folks. Daniel prayed evening, morning, night. And we need to really pray. I think we need to pray more than evening, morning, night. I want you to pray without ceasing tomorrow. I want to bombard heaven with prayer. How many will help me with prayer tomorrow? Don't worry about your other stuff. Take some time for prayer. Turn the stupid tube TV off. You don't need to watch TV. Turn on the kneel and pray time. Look up here. I really want me, starting with me, down through you. I really want us to focus tomorrow on praying and fasting and coming before God Almighty and begging God to do something with the Lasco Foundation on our behalf. And I'm going to tell you right now, if we can get a bunch of us, Ruthie, if we can get a bunch of us that will really reach up with our hearts to God. Get a whole bunch of us, Jimmy. A whole bunch of us at Bethel. Setting up offering the prayers to God. I really believe it'll make a difference. I believe with all my heart. Don't worry about, I don't care where you're at. Daniel prayed aloud. He opened up the windows. Remember back then they said, if you prayed without permission, and you're going to go to jail. He opened up the windows. He openly prayed. Some of you guys, you're afraid someone, even when you thank God, you say, you're afraid someone hear you pray. I don't pray to have people hear me, but I'm not afraid to pray anywhere I'm at. Stevie gave me a thing. I loved it. If I get a chance, I'm going to run it off. I was going to bring it tonight, and I didn't run it. He told me about this guy. I think this is a real, this isn't a makeup story. It really happened. This atheist said, I want a petition for an atheist day before a judge. He said the Christians have got Easter and Christmas. The Jews have got Hanukkah and, you know, Rosh and all them different days. Are you with me? And the judge was a born-again Christian. He said to the atheist, well, he gave you, you've got a day. He said, what do you mean? The judge says, you've already got a day. The case dismissed. And the man says, wait, judge. How do we atheists have our day? The judge says, well, the Bible says in Psalms, the fool said in his heart, there's no God. We have April 1st, April Fool's Day. You atheists have got your day. Case dismissed. You know what? Even though we say we're not atheists, we act like it many times because we don't pray to God in heaven. Amen? I mean, we make fun of the atheists, but a lot of times we act like atheists. Hello? We never pray. We never seek God. We think, listen, tomorrow I'm going to ask the whole church at Bethel. From the youngest kids, you kids look up here. Your prayers count just as much as the preacher's. Your prayers are just as good as my deacon's. You ladies, matter of fact, you ladies probably go up higher than us guys. You probably get quicker up because most women really walk close to God. I know some real godly ladies here, especially my older man. Make sure, you senior saints, please pray tomorrow. I know God will hear some of those prayers. Can anyone say amen? Amen. But I want us to take a day and focus. I'm making tomorrow a day for Bethel Baptist to petition God. I'm calling that tomorrow Bethel Baptist Prayer and Fasting Day. And I hope, even if you can't fast, I hope that you'll pray. Philippians 4:6 says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer
By prayer and supplications, let your requests be made known unto God. Will God hear your request tomorrow? I wonder if God will hear our request tomorrow. How much do you really want God to give us that building out there? How much will you pray tomorrow to ask God to move Lasco's heart? As a man thinketh, so is he. James 4:2 says, you have not because you... I wonder how much we'll ask tomorrow. How much will you petition God? Hebrews 4:16 says, we are told to come boldly before the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. We're in need right now. Will you seek the big things from God? James 4:17 says, therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and to do it not is sin. Why couldn't we do this, God? Man, why couldn't we do it? He said, because this kind, the big things, this kind, Mark 9:29, this kind come but by prayer and fasting. See, when you start to pray and fast, you know what we're doing? We're killing our flesh. We're dying off to ourselves and trying to live unto him. This kind,
tomorrow we got this kind of day. This kind, come by my prayer and fasting. How many people at Bethel Baptist Church will get a hold of God tomorrow for this kind?
That's what we need. Ruthie, we need to reach up as a church tomorrow. Tomorrow is the day we're going to be in front of Mr. Lasco. Kelly and Chuck, I need you to beg God. Grandma Lemley, I need you to beg God. Oh God, please move Mr. Lasco's heart. Oh God, Holy Spirit, let them see the need that we have at Bethel. Oh God, make it possible that we could start with them. Who's touching me? Who touched me? Well, it was just June Bevington that just touched me. And Bob Bevington. And Bobby and Jamie and Eddie and Lynn. Oh, who touched? That's Lizzie White. Oh, yeah, she's been tugging at me lately. Hey! I hear all those prayers down from Bethel. They're locked up right now. Open up the door. Make it possible for them to go out there. This kind. This kind, Billy. Billy, I know you get a hold of God. Boy, do all you can. Do all you can, Billy. Get a hold of them tomorrow. This kind. Are you with me, church? You see, because when we couldn't come to him, he came to us. And if he don't come down, we're not going to make it. This kind. Tomorrow, Bethel Baptist Church is a day here that we proclaim for prayer and fasting for Bethel Baptist Church. I hope you'll help me. I promise you I'll give everything I have for it tomorrow. I promise you. I'm not talking to you walk around as a zombie. I'm not talking about that. I'm not telling you to miss work. But you can pray before you. You can pray in your lunch. You can pray. You can have prayer. You can be an attitude of prayer. You can take time and pray. Spend less time on the phone tomorrow. Don't spend no time on the phone tomorrow. Just pick up the receiver and just start talking to God. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, probably one of the biggest days tomorrow in the history of our church, one of the biggest days will be tomorrow. Because tomorrow, Father, you could move some people's hearts at the Lasco Foundation. And you could start, God, I know you told me not to borrow any money. And you could confirm to those people, to these people, that you did speak to us. That you can provide. That you are our Jehovah Jireh. Oh God, please hear our prayers tomorrow. Lord, I pray you get a hold of Bethel. I pray every member of this church, from the youngest children to the oldest ones, I pray they'll really seek you with their whole heart. And I pray we'll be at least like Daniel, three times or more. Dear God, I would to God we'd have more than three times tomorrow from every person. It'd be great if someone would pray at least every hour on the hour. Oh God, someone could purpose it, no matter every hour on the hour, they would pray and bring petitions before you. Please. This is one of those this kind. It's this kind of thing that's going to take it. We got to have you. I pray you'll bless our people. Holy Ghost of God, draw our hearts knit to you. Help us. Help us to want to seek those things from above. I pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. Let's stand. We're going to sing one verse of invitation. If you're here and you want to come and pray, you come. If you've never been saved, you come and we'll show you how you get trust Christ as your Savior. If you need a special need in your heart, you come.